It's very appropriate and providential that on the second day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, in this day in which we honor in a very special way every week the Blessed Mother, the Holy Mother of God, Mary Immaculate, the Ever Virgin Mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we should honor two of the apostles. One of them, St. James, who was a cousin of our Lord's, and who was to be the first bishop of Jerusalem. It is of him that St. Paul mentions that when he went to Jerusalem to meet the apostles, he only met James, the brother of the Lord. He was our Lord's cousin. And he was the first apostle to be martyred for the sake of Christ. He was taken to the pinnacle of the temple, and of course they stoned him, and then they threw him off the pinnacle, where he fell but did not die. His legs were broken, and he was almost dead. But since he was not dead, he definitely was still praying. And of course, that's important. And that's one of the things also for the Novena to the Holy Spirit, which we have during these days, that we must always be at prayer, always raising up our hearts and hands and souls to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in prayer. And so, St. James, in the same tradition as we see also from St. Stephen, our patron saint, raised up his arms and his hands and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And at that point, another fanatical zealot took a boulder and crushed his head, and his brains spewed out from his head all over the floor. So he is the first apostle to die. And then the second one, who is celebrated with him, and only God knows the reason for that, it goes back in antiquity, was St. Philip. And St. Philip is the one about whom we read in the Gospel today. And we also see that St. Philip is the one to whom the Greeks came, who wanted to meet Jesus. And so he is the one who takes them to Jesus. So even at that point, and our Lord being still alive before the Passion and Resurrection and Ascension, he is an apostle for to others of the reality of Jesus Christ. And so he takes them to Jesus. In addition, he was eventually made a bishop in Heraclea. And when the time of his death came, about the year 67 or 68 A.D., he was taken out and he was crucified. But that wasn't enough. They then stoned him till they beat him to a pulp, and then he gave up the ghost. And so today we have two of the first apostles to die as martyrs, as witnesses of Christ. And we give thanks to God for the wondrous things that he does through his holy ones. Now in the reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, or Wisdom, depending on which translation you look at, it says that it is of these people, St. James, St. Philip, and some of the other saints, in fact, all the saints, that we who were fools, who were not part of God and of his church, thought of them badly and in derision, and that their lives were a waste. And how many times do I not hear from people in the world who are not of God, created by God, in that sense they are of God, but their soul and their heart is not of God. And they all say to me, "What a waste. Why aren't you married and have X number of children and do much more for God that way?" Fools. They don't know what they're talking about. And the same thing they say about the poor clares and the visitandines and the Dominicans who are cloistered, who have given up their life and their virginity to Christ. And they think that they're fools because they are not doing more. Well, what more can they do? The things that we who are called by Christ to himself do are things that will not end with our lives. They're things that perdure and produce everlasting life. The things that people do, no matter how wonderful or how great, they're forgotten. You know, Unless I said something, for instance, how many people know that my grandfather, who was from Spain and was a student, and he came to Cuba because we had lands there, he was the first one to build the expressway from one end of the island to the other, or that he was the first to build tunnels underneath the Bay of Havana, or that he built many, many other things, including, as a student, the National Museum of Art of Cuba. Nobody knows that anymore. Not even my own family knows that. I know it because I don't forget anything. But anyway, all that he did was wonderful, grandiose, but it's for the most part forgotten. But the things that the saints do and the martyrs do, those things will not go away. And it doesn't matter if you or I remember them. We usually do in the sacred liturgy and in the prayers of the church. But it doesn't matter what we ourselves do or not do. But what does matter to you and me is that we know God and Him who sent Him, Jesus Christ, who is the image of the Father, and both of them, because they love each other eternally and perfectly, spirate the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to whom we pray the novena that we are now about to start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.